From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea's foreign minister says President Trump lit a fuse of war on the Korean Peninsula with his threat that the U.S. would totally destroy Pyongyang if attacked. The president made those remarks in an address to the U.N. General Assembly last month. North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho told Russia's TASS news agency, "We can say that Trump has lit a fuse of war against us by his militaristic and delusional statement at the U.N." He said the U.S. must act reasonably and stop provoking North Korea. South Korea's foreign ministry said senior diplomats of the United States, Japan, and South Korea are to meet on October 18th in Seoul to discuss North Korea's evolving nuclear and missile threats. President Trump on Wednesday rejected as, quote, pure fiction, an NBC News report that a few months ago he suggested a tenfold increase in the U.S. nuclear arsenal and questioned whether it was time to revoke the network's government license to operate. Trump's comments on the size of the U.S. nuclear arsenal, now at about 4,000 weapons, came at a Pentagon meeting with top military and national security officials in July, NBC said, citing the recollections of three people who were there. Trump was responding to a briefing slide charting the steady reduction in the size of the country's stockpile since the 1960s, and he indicated, according to NBC, that he wanted a bigger arsenal. Officials at the meeting, including Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, were reported to have voiced surprise at Trump's suggestion and briefly explained the legal and practical restraints on a nuclear buildup. This is VOA News. Kenya's opposition held rallies in Nairobi and Kisumu Wednesday as the country awaits word from the Electoral Commission on whether the rerun of the presidential election will go forward as planned. Opposition leader Raila Odinga's withdrawal from the race has pushed Kenya further into uncharted territory. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig has more.
Thousands of protesters took to the streets in Nairobi Wednesday, following Tuesday's announcement by opposition leader Raila Odinga that he will not participate in the rerun of the election, set for October 26th. Odinga and his NASA opposition coalition argue that according to a 2013 Supreme Court ruling, their withdrawal means that the Electoral Commission, or IEBC, must cancel the polls and conduct fresh nominations, which should take place at least 90 days before a general election. The IEBC could decide to hold elections in 2 weeks as scheduled. The commission could also decide that President Uhuru Kenyatta is the winner by default. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
The Islamic State militant group claimed responsibility for Wednesday's triple suicide bomb attack on the main police headquarters building in Damascus, Syria. At least two people were killed and several others injured. ISIS issued a statement via the Telegram messaging app, saying that three fighters with explosive belts carried out the attack. Spanish officials are debating their next move after Catalonian President Carles Puigdemont Tuesday claimed he had a mandate to declare independence following an October 1st referendum. However, he stunned everyone by suspending the mandate so he could negotiate with the Spanish government. An Iraqi court on Wednesday issued arrest warrants for several officials tied to the recent referendum for Kurdish independence. A spokesman for Iraq's Supreme Judicial Council said the court issued arrest warrants for the referendum commission chairman and two of his aides for, quote, violating a valid court ruling which considered the independence vote invalid. And India's Supreme Court ruled Wednesday that a man having sex with a wife under the age of 18 constitutes rape. The landmark ruling changed an exception to a previous law which did not criminalize sex with minors if the two were married, declaring Wednesday that 18 is the age of consent for all purposes. The court did not rule on marital rape, which is not illegal in India. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.